the market.
This big white building in front of you
is the Vinaros Market Hall in the St. Augustine Square. Meat and fish was already sold in this market in the 14th century at the weekly Monday market. It was known then as the Market Square. The story of how this market was built is interesting, so I will gladly tell you. The Market Hall was built in 1928 on land which houses the San Telmo Convent. In 1835, the Spanish government needed to reduce its debts, so they put all the convents, hospitals, and schools belonging to the church up for sale to obtain money. This process was called Mendizábal Desentailment, in honor of the minister who propelled it. Following this, the land filled by the church and St. Augustine Convent was purchased by a rich gentleman. The Vinaros meat and fish salesman, who had open-air stalls, also wanted this land, so the town hall would build an area covered and protected from the cold and rain to sell their wares. This is how they explained it to the mayor. But there was a problem. The town hall didn't have the money to purchase the land and build a market, a real market, for the poor stallholders. So the mayor decided to sell 3 ovens, 2 butchers, and a tavern belonging to the town hall, and with the money obtained, bought the land and ordered the construction of the present market. A famous Castellon architect called Francisco Tomás Traver was in charge of building the market. Each day, fishermen and farmers bring the produce they obtain after heavy graft from the sea and the land to sell them in the stalls. So, in this market, we can buy anything from chicken or beef to monkfish or langoustines, a famous shellfish renowned for its quality throughout Spain. Now look up. If you closely look at the building, there are hardly any walls, and it is covered with large glass windows and has 3 enormous glass and metal doors. This was to let as much light in as possible, so both salespeople and buyers could do their business. If you enter the market, you will be able to see how the light comes in those windows. Note also the number of fruit, vegetable, meat, and fish stalls.